Well, do you think that the municipality under the commissioner handled the unemployment and relief quite well?
Very good, yes. Fraser was a very good man, understanding. And he would talk to you. I used to go into his office quite a lot and talk to him. And he'd say, well, there you are, there's my pay.
Well, they were all good, I think.
Yeah, this is what I can spend, he says, Mr. Purdy. That's what I can spend, and that's it.
Even when they...
What did I do for you?
Yeah. What did the people at Municipal Hall think about working under a commissioner rather than a council?
They were relieved, because before that, in the way they were, they could be on their backside, you see.
Yeah.
They were glad it was organised and under control. Because then you're starting afresh, you see. The provincial government had frozen all the stocks and bonds, you see, period. Now we'll pay off it, paid off as we can, you see, as things progress. We will pay it off, you see, which they did eventually, after many years. But everyone then sat, you know, just sat down to now, this is it. We start from here now, from scratch, you see. There was a feeling of a world, something in the future now, you see. With this commissioner in charge.
Yeah.
It gave a sense of security to everybody, yeah, certainly. Those, of course, who didn't know these things, like I was more or less, you know, watching closely there, you see. And I thought the same way, but lots of them didn't think that way naturally. But not a guy, a dictator in charge now, you see.
Yeah.
Until they met him, he was quite an affable fellow. He did a good job, I think, very good job.
So the ratepayers... What would their reaction be?
Well, they felt that it settled things, you see.
Yeah.
That we're going somewhere now. They didn't know where they were going, but they were going somewhere.
Something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were involved with the Liberal Party. What did you think?
Well, I wasn't involved with them. I was sympathetic to a certain extent, you see, because they seemed the obvious choice. I always felt that the Conservative was never very favourable towards the average working person. The Liberals seemed to be.
Right.
And they were doing things to help them. And then the CCF, of course, were very active in trying to convince the working man that when they got into power, there'd be a Buick in every garage and a chicken in every pot. That was their slogan, mind you, which to me was a bunch of hogwash. It wasn't that stupid, you see.
No.
You just don't do those things overnight. It'll probably come eventually. It hasn't come yet.
Chicken in every pot.
So I wouldn't join the CCF for that reason. It was so stupid, you see, that their utterances were out of this world altogether.
Well, do you think many people believed them?
No.
No.
No. They didn't make much progress, actually. They got my sympathy in certain of their... with certain planks in their platform, yes. But as a party, I could not associate with them, you know, fully. They were playing on the feelings of a very impoverished nation, actually. And they didn't respond. Because people weren't, you know, really, people knew they couldn't, you can get a Buick in your garage overnight. They weren't that crazy, you know.
A chicken in the pot. Because a chicken and no thing was something.
And the CCF didn't make that progress.
Okay.
And I still think, although I'm sympathetic towards the NDP, they haven't got the right policy, in my opinion. You're not going to change a system that's been in vogue for 1,000 years. You're not going to do it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still a young party.
Okay.
And they've got too many radicals in it too, in my opinion.
Too many what?
Radicals.
Oh. Was that true then, too?
Oh, extremely so in those days. There were too many commies. Like, this Phillips, he was in the CCF. In fact, he was speaking for them, you see, which was... They still do, as a matter, don't they? The commies still speak for the NDP.
Not always.
But, I mean, they do try to, don't they? They embarrass them with their utterances, you know. I mean, for the communists to speak for the NDP is a kiss of death for the NDP.
Right.
Isn't it?
But the CCF was stronger than, not stronger, I mean more radical than the NDP. They were,
at that time, they were extreme.
Very extreme, yeah. Mm. It was ridiculous, you know, what things they were uttering.
They were too extreme.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.